All right, guys. We got, well, it's Theo Vaughn.
Oh, hey, Theo.
Hey, Matthew Cole Weiss.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. We've got the stars of Hulu's Please Like Me.
Yes, they're Australians.
Australians.
I think they're our first Australians.
I think
they're bursting our Australian cherry.
Yeah, dude, they're not doing that for me. I mean, they're coming in here. And I know one of them plays for your team, one of them plays for my team,
yeah.
Sexually.
I wonder how this will affect the scoring.
I don't know. I feel like when gay guys get together, rarely do they try and, like, support the straight guy, you know? It's just like gay.
Are you saying we're bullies?
I think you guys are sometimes.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think so.
Do you think straight guys are bullies to gay guys?
I don't think as much.
Are you kidding?
No, I think times have changed, especially in Los Angeles, dude. Gay dudes can be so unfriendly.
Hate crimes still exist, and the hate crimes against straight people are much less than the hate crimes against gay people.
Dude,
it's a fact.
My buddy got bit by a gay guy like 2 weeks ago.
Well,
he did. Off of La Brea and Santa Monica Boulevard, and I'll shout it out from the rooftops.
Wow, okay.
A Filipino guy, big quads, mouth open.
Well, I'm curious. Hey, listen, audience, if you have an opinion on this, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear what you guys think on the side.
Well, I think maybe there's that old-fashioned, like, the horrible hate crime that happened with Matthew Shepard, and I think it was those types of times. But now I think...
Oh, dude, they still exist.
You think so?
I know so. And not only do they exist, you've got to think internationally, too. It happens.
But, dude, don't go claiming... we're talking America right now, you know?
It still happens in America, for sure.
But I think even more so, gay dudes can be so judgmental that there's, like, a bullying that kind of goes on there sometimes.
Aaron,
you know?
Can you please help me here?
It's definitely straight people to gay people.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that doesn't exist.
You're arguing that it exists as much as or less than the
other. I'm saying gay dudes can be extremely... Here's actually what I'm saying. That gay men can be extremely unaccepting.
And straight men can be extremely unaccepting as well.
Yeah.
If not more.
See, that's where I feel like that's not really the case.
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding.
Well, I just don't think we have enough. Here's the thing. The people making all the pudding now are gay, and they're not going to make any of the old of the pudding that makes gay people look proofless.
A little figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Gay guys like their pudding.
Yeah, see? No, I don't know, but I definitely think that I think gay guys can be unaccepting as well. I think sometimes, you know, there's no light on that.
But gay straight people can be unaccepting.
Okay, I agree with that.
People. We're all just people.
Yeah, we're all just people, man.
People
I agree.
People who love people, the funniest people.
Nope. Who is that?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, no.
I think I just put Aaron knew.
That's bullying, making me listen to that.
No, I knew you were singing Barbara Streisand because it's you, not that I knew the song.
Fair enough. So
that's perfect, dude.
So, Theo.
No, Please Like Me. They're from the show Please Like Me. And I've wanted people to like me before.
That's so funny. I was just going to ask that. Is that something that you struggle with?
Yeah, I think most of my life I'll probably struggle with that, man.
To this day?
I wanted people to like me. I think less now. I think even less in the past, like, year. Because I probably just didn't like myself. You know, it was just, there's like a mix of stuff in there. But, yeah, a desperation for people to like me, for sure.
Oh, you know? 100%. And I would imagine as a comedian, when you're up on stage, that you want people to laugh? Like, you thrive on that, please laugh at me sort of thing?
Yeah.
For a bit?
Yeah, I think more off stage. I think it led me to go on stage and try to get, you know, appeasement or, you know, get that feeling of like, people were accepting me.
Interesting. Well, I've just accepted people don't like me.
Really?
Yeah. Well. Just my mom and my dad and my brother.
Yeah, they like you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
okay.
Three. We should make a chart. No, I have a feeling that they're going to like you better, man. I do. But I'm going to give it my best shot. My thing is, these guys are from Australia, bro.
I don't really.
This is like the outback, bro. They got wild animals. They have six of the nine most dangerous poisonous snakes in the universe live in Australia, bro.
I don't think they're out there with the Aborigines. They're probably like in a metropolitan city like Sydney or something.
Yeah, so they're not real Australians then. We're talking city Australians.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's get these guys in here.
All right, we've got two beautiful city Australian males coming in here.
Josh Thomas and Thomas Ward.
Yeah. Tricky. Look, they're already tricking us with the
names. Tricky of the Hulu show Please Like Me. We'll be right back.
picture a world where putting on a new pair of underwear isn't just fresh. You're stepping into a better day.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Think about it, Matt. Underwear. It's the first thing you put on and the last thing you take off. Why would you settle for budget underwear?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Why would you settle for anything less than the best feeling underwear on the planet?
Who makes them?
You know who. Me. Undies.
I love me undies. I'm a big supporter. And they're a big supporter of mine.
Of yours.
There you go.
Me Undies focuses solely on producing the most comfortable underwear you've ever experienced.
They use this material called Modal.
Yeah.
And it's like, it feels like you're wearing nothing at all. I mean, it's so smooth and like nice.
Oh, yeah. It's like wearing a chocolate milkshake over your junk.
Sure.
Yeah. And for the price of two cocktails, because I know you drink a lot, right? You've bought a couple cocks. Me Undies will deliver your new favorite pair of underwear right to your doorstep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You can try them on, and if they aren't the most comfortable, best-feeling undies you've ever had, they'll refund you and let you keep your first pair for free.
That doesn't make sense. That's out of this world.
Yeah, so basically, you can get free underwear, man. Included in the price is the sweet touch, as you said, of Modal.
Mm.
And it's three times softer than cotton.
Mm.
These uber-cozy undies are sold exclusively at the Me Undies website, where you'll enjoy free shipping in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm. So what do? Go to MeUndies.com?
Yep. And MeUndies.com/Theo, T-H-E-O. And with the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you'll have nothing to lose. So don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/Theo, T-H-E-O, right now for 20% off your first order.
Wow.
Guess what? I got my whole family, not joking, MeUndies for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Everybody.
So now your whole family's wearing the same underwear?
Same junk covers, dude. And we've never felt closer together.
There you go.
That's MeUndies.com/T-H-E-O.
Back to the show. All right, guys, we are here with two very lovely guests, Josh Thomas and Thomas Ward from the show Please Like Me, which I'm a fan of. And we have been a fan of since Pivot.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And
Do we start judging now?
Yes, you can start judging now.
You got a point, I guess.
Wow. Wow.
It's that easy. I was actually a fan of both of you guys since birth, actually.
Okay.
So
that's
really
creepy.
Well, I don't believe you, but I give you a point because you have nice skin.
So. Ooh, boom. Nice skin point.
A lovely color.
That's lovely.
Thank you. And I have better skin, too, in the car.
In the car?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't understand that
like
either.
Human
That's not
skin?
A.
Yeah.
Oh, you keep skin.
Yeah. I got a nicer shade, more of an evening shade. Okay.
Lovely. This is Josh Thomas of Thomas Ward. Please Like Me. By the way, I like saying that because it's like a Wheel of Fortune puzzle, like, you know, the before and after Josh Thomas Ward. It kind
of all
flows together. Yeah. Like, if you guys somehow molded into one person, like half and half, it would be Josh Thomas Ward.
You guys are real into serial killing.
No, I'm not. I've never done anything. I thought about killing my best friend when I was younger, but he's an adult now and I'm an adult. So everything worked out okay.
Okay, fair enough.
You only kill kids?
I would never kill. I wouldn't kill a child, but also the laws are what they
Theo
are.
Would not kill a child. 1 point.
Oh.
Boom.
I don't know how to, well, if we're being honest. No, I'm just kidding. So guys, the Please Like Me, which is on Hulu now.
Yes.
If you hadn't picked it up, guests, I mean, audience, you guys are from Australia.
Yes.
And you guys have started the show there.
We started it there, and then one day Pivot called. They don't exist anymore. They were a television network, but they died.
I'm aware.
I don't know if it's our fault or not. It's not our fault.
I'll tell you,
we didn't save the network, you know?
I had meetings at Pivot because I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And they... You were the one, like, they loved you.
Well, the show they have.
Yeah, that you were in.
We were the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd hope that they were positive about it.
They were very positive.
So,
a reality show about recycling.
Oh.
That was
good.
Pretty.
It was exciting.
Recycling Idol?
Yeah.
I liked that show.
Now, when your show transferred, like, did your show transfer? Explain that to me. Was that scary for you guys? Like,
I just got this, you know, like in the movies, you get a call and it's like, hey, this is Hollywood. That just happened. And then they were like, do you want some money? I was like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. And then they started making the season two. They came on board season two. For a little while, they were going to do an American version. Mm-hmm. You know, like how Americans like to take shows from overseas and then do and them
ruin
again.
It. Yeah.
Without any of the good bits.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were going to do that. But then we talked them out of it.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
So you said, like, it's just not going to translate? Or it's
well, I really
not...
wanted to, of course, because, like, in America, more you money. Get trailers. In Australia, you don't get trailers.
Really?
And I wanted to, like, it would be, but then, I don't know, it seemed a bit harsh to all our cast to just take it away from them and get, like, prettier Americans to play their roles.
And it, now, when you found out you had to come to America, right?
Yeah.
Was that scary? Like, totally honestly, though, did you want to come to America or do you, not
like
want to come to America?
Or like...
Like, be here in America, dude.
Like, theoretically, like, coming to America.
Like, if somebody tells me, like, oh, you just won, you know, like, you got a great job in, you know, Kuala Lumpur, I might be like, eh, you know, not stoked.
No, I wasn't scared of... It's not Afghanistan.
Right? But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you...
Not
you know.
Yet.
You haven't been here long. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah. No, I...
Give it
I
4 years.
We were making the show in Australia, so like as far as like... For us, like the year is the same. Yeah. Except there's like 1 week where I get to go to America, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, when you come and do like press and stuff?
Yeah, like
it?
This is the week.
And this, so this is like... Is this work or vacation for you?
Well, this is work at the moment.
Yeah.
For 2 more days. And then they stop giving me a per diem. And then it's vacation.
Nice.
And what is vacation going to entail for you guys?
Well, I think we'll go to Harry Potter Land because we're not fucking idiots. I think that's what we'll do.
Thomas, you don't look convinced.
Yeah, you don't look convinced.
I got annoyed because he said Harry Potter Land, which is not what it's called.
Harry Potter World? What is it?
It's like the magical...
The
Wizarding
World of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we give us? I want to give Josh points.
What do I get points for?
Well, nothing yet.
So now you guys are into season 4, which is the new season that will be here.
Yeah, so that's all on Hulu. So now Hulu has every episode.
Has every episode. Now, I was doing a little research before, and there was a lot of questions on the internet as to whether this was the last season.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Really?
I mean, Pivot shut down. You know, like when your network shuts down, there's not like a good omen. Do you know what I mean? But there's, I don't know, people think that there's hope and I'll let them. There's spreadsheets around.
Now, is that scary kind of when that starts
to
happen?
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Like, how does that, like, you guys...
I feel like you really want me to be scared.
Really? I'm American.
No,
that's all we do.
I'm fine.
Do I really? Am I being?
Do you get scared a lot?
I do actually get scared a lot.
You're an anxious person.
Yeah, I've always been scared since I was a child.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried.
I got attacked by a bunch of dogs when I was young.
A bunch of dogs?
On my birthday, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's funny?
That would do it.
Sorry to hear.
Oh,
yeah, and a couple of them attacked, came back 2 years later and got me again, 2 of them.
On your birthday again?
Yeah.
Well, give him a point.
Thank you for that point.
You earned that point, pal.
Matt, you're losing.
Oh, this is bad.
I feel like you've been nice. Should have just got an overall point.
Matt gets an overall point.
Oh, what was that? Ooh. I thought I heard a German Shepherd. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. But sometimes it flares up in the spring a little. But,
okay, so season 4, which may possibly be the last, does it end as the last?
We had a sense that maybe Pivot was going to shut down because, you know, so we like...
You wrote accordingly.
We wrote it as an ending if it needs to be. So I'm satisfied with how it finishes. Otherwise, I'd be worried. After season 2, then it just went away and I wasn't expecting it. Then I'd be like, oh, that's a shame because it ends like not great.
What I find interesting is the story that's being told. I'm a gay guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What?
It is disgusting. I think we can all agree on that.
No, it is disgusting.
I don't think so.
It's very lonely, too.
I really like it.
And I'm starting the process of going through the baby thing and wanting a baby.
You're going to have a baby?
He's
going to get one, and it's not Vietnamese. He's going against my best wishes.
Why did you want a Vietnamese one specifically?
Just because I love the Vietnamese, and I think he'd just look nice with the Vietnamese little boy standing right there. Cute as that. That's some pasty white Muppet standing right there.
I can't figure out if this is racist or like just very open-minded.
Oh, this is very open-minded.
We never know, actually, with Theo.
It's America. You can get what you want these days.
Well, what I love about your show is it tells my story.
Yeah.
Kind of, in a way that no other show does.
There's, I don't want to have a baby.
Right.
Because,
well, you guys were going to have a baby. You guys, you...
Me and Josh? No. Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not.
By the way, they're like us. You're Thomas, you're straight.
Yeah, I am. I am straight.
Yes. See, I like them.
For now,
like
I'm straight.
Like on teams.
I might be gay later and have a family.
Can you give Matt a point?
After
I did get, I gave him a point for...
What, did you get a gay point?
Okay, he gets a gay point.
I gave
right?
him a point for complimenting us.
Yeah, he gets a gay point. Because
oh, that's the problem with America. You just get a point for being gay, dude.
Not really. It doesn't really happen in America.
No, but I especially recommend saving a Vietnamese child, and everybody's like, no, no, no. No points for that.
Wasn't sure.
Beautiful child.
So how much of this is you?
Tang Tang was his
the
name.
The gayness?
No, the whole story, the whole show. In genuine, like...
Oh, it's like pretty accurate to our lives.
It's just the easiest way to write a show.
Yeah.
Really.
They're not really, like, clever.
What did you do this summer? And that we try and, you know, ring that for all it's worth.
Like finding it hard now because I've been in the same relationship for like 5 years and we're very happy, you know, and that's starting to piss me off.
Right.
Really?
I need some heartbreak, you know, like I'm quite jealous of like Taylor Swift, you know, she's got so much going on and I've just got this adorable boy and he's just there and he's happy.
But now say if what turn do you want in that relationship that really, like what... Like, how do you want? Like, you want an accident where somebody's in, like, a...
I just love... I just love if you, like, broke my heart, you know? Be like, yeah. Oh, thank God. Well, that's another season. Done.
Right.
I've never been heartbroken. Have you ever been heartbroken?
Nope.
Really?
I got stood up by a Marine once, and I felt like a girl on prom.
He stood you, like, on a date, or... What?
Well, he was supposed to come to my house.
No, they were working doing posture work together.
No. Yeah, he was supposed to come to my house to take me on a date, and he just never showed.
What year
did he get
this?
Called to war?
It was about
seems very old fashioned.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
So rare for me to have a boy come
did
over to my house and take me out.
Did he get called to war?
Did he get called to war? Because that's quite romantic.
1 point
Two
for Thomas.
For you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he didn't. I never heard from him again.
Okay. Putting the points down. Too.
Barely.
I got a point. Apparently.
So wait, but yeah. So that's it. He just cheats on you. You need something more. You need a better storyline than that.
Josh told me once that he thought about.
I'm nervous about this.
What he would do if his boyfriend got a really bad illness, like a terminal illness,
mm-hmm.
and then he teared up, not at the idea of his boyfriend being sick, but how well he would have dealt with it. Just overcome with pride at the imaginary situation.
Wow. I see a new episode.
I don't know if that's a true story.
It's a true story.
That is dark, bro.
You said I worried about him getting really sick, and then you picked yourself by his bed.
I got worried about him getting sick, and then I got quite carried away with like thinking about all like the cute things I could do while he was dying.
Is this
like a romantic comedy?
Isn't this Sense and Sensibility? I feel like this is the Sense and Sensibility movie. Have
it's
you seen
like
that?
Sweet November with Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron. Dated reference. very dated reference.
You get a point for the weird reference.
Thank you.
Oh, Matt's pulled
it's
ahead.
Like Of Mice and Men.
Why don't I have any points?
Don't get any points for that.
I know.
So wait,
sorry.
I want to ask you.
You can have 2 points.
Thank you.
You're in. So you've been in a relationship for 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you?
I want to know more about this baby. How long have you been with it? Are you with a partner? Or
he's
you just,
not
no,
even with anyone.
You're just having it by yourself. With is there a girl?
No, I'm gonna adopt.
I just couldn't.
Really?
You want a baby?
You want a baby, Thomas?
Yeah, I'll have a baby.
All right.
I like that.
That's what it's like for straight people.
I mean, yeah. Come you on.
Know. They you're just right. have to have too much tequila, and then they have a baby. And yeah.
We don't have that luxury.
It's got so much paperwork.
Have you had the conversation with your partner about having a baby?
Well,
your husband?
Having, yeah, he doesn't want to have a baby.
He doesn't?
Well, he used to, but he's very, like, malleable.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually
so he could carry it?
Button.
So he could actually carry it in term?
No, God, I hope not. I mean, I'd never be able to have sex with him again.
What are you talking about, dude? That's what we go through, man.
I almost, a few weeks ago, we're open, me and my boyfriend, right? You guys assumed we weren't, but we are.
What do you mean open? What does that mean?
We're like open.
You like you date other men and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Yeah, date? It's like the 70s.
Date or just hook up with?
Well, we don't, whatever.
But you don't date. Like, you're not going on dates with other people.
Yeah, no.
Dude, he's doing what he wants to do, bro.
Hey,
he's John Travolta. It's all John Travolta over there. It's whatever. Stop wigs it. And party planners.
It's not
and...
as sad as John Travolta.
Oh, I think John Travolta is awesome, man.
That's fantastic. That okay, so best. Yes, you were going. You're open.
So then I was in a bar, and then I kissed a girl, which I didn't... I was high, right? And then she walked.
You'd have to be.
I mean, I don't know what I was doing. I really, like, I've been thinking about it a lot. It was 2 weeks ago, right? It's been on my mind a lot. And then.
He's so ashamed of himself.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
I just to go. I was high.
I understand. I get it. You work very hard to not have to kiss girls anymore and then to, like, to be able to not have to.
You have to work all these.
You have to come out.
Knock back
to,
all the girls.
You have to talk to your mom about it. Yeah. And people, like, yell faggot at you. You have to go through all this stuff so you don't have to do it. And then I did all that. I got everything I've ever wanted, and then I just stomped all over it and kissed this lesbian.
Oh.
And then
oh, that's
another
not a,
dimension.
Allegedly.
And then she was walking home, right? Which was more than, like, we sort of left the club and she just sort of kept walking with.
Those yeah. lesbians are so hard to get rid of.
They are, actually. We have a, like, lesbian that's really causing some issues. I'm going to write that down and talk about that.
We
talk
have
about
okay.
lesbian.
Okay.
But what scared me the most the whole time was that just the fact that she could make a baby was just, like, even though, like, obviously we would have used a condom, but just the fact that just it was too much.
Wait, were you actually considering sleeping with her?
Well, I guess. Oh. We kind of got home, we all stared at each other on the couch, and then she's like, I'm going to book an Uber. And I was like, please.
Wow. But if she would have wanted to do sex, would you have done it?
Yeah, but I can't. The thing that really, like, because I hadn't considered for a long time that sex is for babies. Like, I just sort of forgot that.
Right.
And then just, like, the just the gravitas of a uterus, I found really upsetting.
A working uterus, too.
Not upsetting, yeah. Like, it just was like, that's too much responsibility for my penis. Like,
I can't believe all women get a uterus. That's what blows me out of the water sometimes, man. It's baffling.
What do you mean?
Some women shouldn't get them. Like, this lady sounds like she's running around rogue just offering uterus to gay men, any men. That can be alarming, bro. She's just, you know, just flopping uterus around. Ugh.
But on the flip side, Thomas, you're ready for a baby, maybe.
Not now.
Not now.
Yeah, okay. He wants everybody to have a baby.
I do.
Nobody wants Baby's your white kid. Baby, dude. We want a Vietnamese kid.
I just sure. need someone to partner.
Sorry, am I losing it? Whatever. I've got so many problems, dude. I've got so many problems.
Do you guys like watching yourselves on the show? Or is that weird?
Oh, they definitely like it, bro. They're from Australia.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I like doing
I would be so self-conscious.
Yeah, but I hate it. I hate watching it. Oh, it's the worst. Just physically alone, like...
Yeah,
You should have seen the size of my cheeks before we got to season 4. Like,
big.
I was a shock to the system to realize I had a spherical face.
A spherical face.
When you see all angles that you wouldn't otherwise see, you know? So, like, yeah. They'll, like, put the camera above you. So then I didn't realize I had a bald spot here. Obviously, I know that I'm, like, balding, but I didn't know I had that. And then you, like, go, like, behind from up here, and then, like, the kind of, like, the depth of your face you kind of have to come to terms with, which is not something you usually see.
Does it make you consider plastic surgery?
Yeah, I'd love to get, like, Cameron Diaz's face.
That's a new operation you can get, the Cameron Diaz face.
Yeah, just anyone's.
Just kind of surprised that your career's going so well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not anymore.
What face would you have, Theo?
I think I would go for, like, probably an urban gentleman, you know?
I knew it was going to be a racial thing. That's why I asked.
I think you're getting the MO.
I grew up in a real melting pot, you know? I grew up down in Louisiana, so I grew up in a real melting pot. But I'd probably go with maybe, I don't know, maybe Korean or something. Something a little more artful. You know, something artful. A little more mysterious. Yeah.
It's like a kabuki?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
I feel like if you're like something that could play hide and go seek really well. Like, I feel like Korean, you can play hide and go seek, man.
I don't even
We
know
had this Korean
means.
Kid by us. Never found him, dude.
That's because.
Never found him.
Yeah. So. Maybe someone should look into that.
Bless him, too. I'm going to post another picture of him on Facebook, actually. Bless him.
Are you guys.
Simchon.
In Australia, is the show, like, a hit?
It's fine.
I get recognized if I, like, if I go to a gay bar with Josh, I'll have like some of the nerdier boys will come up and tell me that they think I'm a good character.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. You get sent so many dick pics on Snapchat. And I don't get sent any dick pics.
And the
What's your Snapchat?
Josh, that's 87. I'll have a look.
Here we go. And he's soaring ahead in the points.
Wait until you see it.
Yeah.
Mine is
10 points.
I didn't say I'd like it, but I'll have a look.
Are you bummed that you're in a relationship if you're like a celebrity now? Is that kind of like a buzzkill?
Well, we're open, so.
Oh, that's right. So you're living the high on the hog, daddy. You're like Trump, dude. Like you're married, but you're grabbing the pussy.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
Yeah, but like with consent, I think. Well, you know, sometimes you get so drunk.
And Thomas, is there more of like a.
I meant, when I said that, I meant like, when I said that consent thing just then, I've never. Touch someone without consent.
I did not think you did. Yeah.
Well, I said sometimes when you get drunk, it's hard to know. But I sort of meant like I don't know if I've given consent or like they're so drunk, like we're both so drunk that it's like neither of us could consent. But it sort of sounded. I feel like maybe you didn't quite hear it, but it definitely sounded like. I wasn't sure if I had raped someone. And I just, I'm 100% confident.
You don't seem like a rapist to me, bro.
Thank you.
But you do seem like you have a wild sex life.
You do seem like a randy little traveler.
Because I kissed that girl.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're even questioning like the consciousness of some experiences.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we gotta hang out.
And because you didn't call it the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. That's why.
Harry Potter world. So you guys are really best friends?
Yeah, we've been friends since we were 12.
Wow.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Is it hard to work together?
No. It's easier than having to like get to know someone from scratch, I think.
Yeah, I'd hate to work with a stranger and then have all their like opinions.
Yeah.
And I'd have to be like polite about it. You know?
Josh, did you know that he was going to be straight when y'all were young?
That's an interesting question.
I assumed that he was going to be straight.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, did you know that so-and-so was gay or whatnot? So I guess it's fair to ask, did you know that Thomas was straight?
I never questioned Thomas's straightness.
You probably did once, though. When was that?
Oh, yeah. Did you have sleepovers?
Like at a party or something, or something where he was
at
like...
At a party? What are you you feel like you're painting a scenario that you want us to color with you.
Like in a Victorian home somewhere.
This is Australia, right?
Want to tell us a story about something you did at a party.
What happened at a party?
I don't remember anything.
I did take Theo to a gay party once, and he drank and started going, where are all the twinks at? And...
True.
This was in a classy party.
Too.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris was there too. This was not like a at the Abbey.
There were twinks that.
Oh, there were twinks.
There were twinks
for sure, but it wasn't.
And
Neil
I support
Harris
him.
A twink.
No, he's old.
No, he's too old.
It expires.
Yeah.
That's true.
What's an old?
What's an old?
Sometimes
twink?
They say twunk, but I don't really. I don't know. It seems a bit clever to me that man.
Yeah.
He's just a guy, Tom. We're just people, okay?
Could that be y'all's next show, Twink. Old Twinks? that's like a good show, doesn't it, actually, Matt?
I like that, Old Twinks.
That would do well.
It's like Ab Fab.
Yeah. Least, Tom, what kind of women are you going for?
Well, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
Are you guys
so
open?
Australian.
We're not open, no.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was an Australian thing or...
It's a gay thing.
It's a gay thing, yeah.
It's a gay thing. Matt's so open, he's just alone.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
It's true.
Points for that, right?
No, don't give him a point for being mean. Give Matt a point for trying his best.
Aw, thank you.
God. I would just be worried that, did you worry at any point that it was going to ruin y'all's friendship? Like,
That's
having
a good
this
question.
Show?
Josh was already, he annoys me a lot, but that not.
What?
Not just from. But that he was already at maximum annoyance before we started working together.
What?
So I wasn't worried.
Oh, God.
In the show, he locked me in my room once.
Yeah.
Give me a
for
point.
For a date. You don't get a point for that.
What about a Gallipoli remake or something? Is there something like that could be in the works?
Australia just did. It was the centenary. They did 7 Gallipoli remakes. They went on me to audition for one, but I didn't do it because it was horrible.
What was the line you were supposed to say?
It was a bit racist, but I guess that's because it's a period piece. And I guess in war, you kind of are racist. It's kind of cornerstone.
Yeah, we're gonna die. You got to get it out of your system. Yeah. You know?
I don't think that's what he. Okay,
it was the gyps. They charge like a wounded bull for rotten food, sir, and they watered down the beer too. Ired.
You got the part. You're coming to Hollywood.
And I thought, I don't know if I can pull that off. Also, I'm not a soldier. You know what I mean?
I could see you being a soldier, maybe, like in...
In role play?
Yeah, or like during a time of famine or something, you know, like in Britain. You couldn't see that?
I don't understand what that means.
I should be in casting.
So are you... So you don't have another project in the works just yet, but you're auditioning for stuff.
No, maybe. Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Not really doing anything.
Are you guys going to start like an architecture firm? Yeah, like, what is it? Or are you just, you're just in the now? And
this
you're just...
is like every phone call with my dad, you know? I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, I made a show. That was pretty good, right? Like, and now I booked a trip to Europe.
Ooh.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Ooh.
And then...
I just went on holiday too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had food poisoning in Paris on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And I had to throw up into a bathtub while on the toilet. So.
Ooh, 3 points. That's awesome.
A point for every end.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had food poisoning too, actually.
That sounds horrible.
I had food poisoning as well on New Year's Eve.
I don't want to start talking about food poisoning. I really
I got it at a women's correctional facility as well.
Why were you there?
Family get together. And then I got it.
So what can people expect from this season of Please
What is it? What
like
happens?
Me.
Do you know?
I can't say, can we?
It's all like spoilers.
What do you
think
you
can't
say?
It's only 6 episodes.
It's your lives. Well, how about this? Tell us what happened with you guys this past summer.
<it's> always,
how about that?
It's always like when you get asked a question, it's like, well, I can tell you what happens. If it's anything interesting is a spoiler. Anything not interesting isn't
boring.
Worth mentioning.
Yeah.
And I've been doing press on it for 5 years. I still don't really know how to answer that question. I have a threesome in the first episode.
Do they have a lot of threesomes in Australia? Is that the same as here?
Why do you think that it's different there? It's the same. We're all just people.
I know that.
Yeah.
But
you think,
it's different.
I don't think the threesome count is different, is it?
I don't
still
know.
1, 2, 3.
No. Colombia, I heard you get a lot of threesomes in Colombia, that's what my buddy told me.
At Columbia University?
No, Colombia the country. Columbia University, no.
Oh, I actually did have a threesome in Columbia University.
Boom.
Yeah, there we go.
Full circle.
Yeah, there we go. Many
no, Colombia the country. Bogota.
So what do you guys like to do when you're just hanging out, the two of you?
What do you want me to do with that information? Is that advice?
No, I asked you guys a question. You guys shunned me. So I'm just going to enjoy myself.
If I'm ever in Colombia, I'll make sure not to settle.
Okay.
Because I know what they can offer.
Yeah. Well, there you go, man.
So wait, the threesome, is this something that came from real life?
What? I've had threesomes. I don't want to. You kind of made it out before, like some sex craze, like I'm Brian Singer or something. I'm trying to tell.
Who's Brian Singer? The Brian Singer Orchestra?
No, that's Brian Setzer.
Brian Setzer.
The Brian Singer Orchestra would be quite different.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a much younger orchestra.
It would just be a bunch of, it's a bunch of people filing complaints. That's all it is.
A lot of showering in the
now,
orchestra.
In the train, what car are you in the train? That's what we got to know, basically. Is that like a threesome question?
In the threesome? That's very personal.
What did you say?
Oh, my bad.
What did you say about what?
He wants to know whether I top, bottom, or like...
In between.
In the
bread or meat, they call it bread or meat.
Now, Thomas, have you ever experimented? Ooh.
Have I ever experimented?
What do you mean, like with sodium chloride?
No.
Tom, the girls that have sucked Tom's dick, he said, I love you too. Isn't that an incredible statistic?
Is that true?
No. That's beautiful, actually.
But the other half, I told to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
So.
He really Trump, likes dude. That's Trump.
2 points.
Right, guys? Yeah.
And what type of woman really strikes your fancy?
You know, just ones you can have like a nice conversation with.
You just like girls that are interested.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
That's true.
And then you'll
nothing
see
wrong with that.
A girl that's interested for like a year, and then you'll be like, oh, you're not good. But we worked that out like 50 weeks ago. And then he breaks up with him, and then the next girl he kisses, he's like, oh, you're like me. So then they get another year.
Nope.
That's true in the past.
Yeah. Who has a healthier relationship out of the two of you?
Ooh.
Well, I think being
you're like Neil, though. You know,
we're Josh
like,
is very like, modern. He's got like open. That's open, and it's been going for 5 years, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, a long time.
I haven't even had like cleaning lady for 5 years.
Yeah. I've had both.
Wow,
see, really good.
It goes back to the threesome, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I think I've had Tram for 5 years. That's my cleaning lady. She's Vietnamese.
I knew she was. I knew she was.
You'd love her.
Who has the upper hand in your relationship?
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me a point.
Thomas, how do you feel about that?
They gave me the point.
Oh, our relationship.
Yes, your relationship.
I thought you meant his relationship.
No.
He's my boss, so.
Does he pull that card a lot or no?
If we disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people in Australia ask you, come out of the closet to you because that was like part of your character?
I always get messages.
That's interesting.
That's a good question.
What?
I feel like there have been a couple like straight guys who have come out to you.
Who?
Because I watched the first episode. I'll be honest, the only episode that I saw is the first episode, right? And it was pretty wild. You know, if you're a straight guy, you're sitting there watching this episode, it gets pretty intimate, you know, and people, you know, they have the model guys where they got the tidy whiteys, you know, and it's wild, you know, it's cool. You know, but I'm like, so I guess I'll just maybe...
Are you trying to come out? Was that the segue?
No, I'm good, man. I want to have a family and everything first. I might...
Wait, you can. That's the whole point. You can have the Vietnamese kids.
But I want a wife and maybe
Take out 5 points.
What do you mean?
This is a ridiculous statement.
What's ridiculous?
I want to have a family before I become gay.
To the guy that's a
If I'm going to be gay, I'm going to have a family first. I'm doing it all, dude.
But you don't have to separate that. You can have a family when you're gay.
I want a family first with a lady and then ruin their lives and go meet an older man and go to Nicaragua.
Why an older man?
Huh?
Why an older like daddy?
Because I'm going to be older then, dude. I'm not accosting some young nip off the street. Do a lot of young bucks come out of the closet to you? That's my question.
Remember that, was it in Bali that guy told you?
There you go.
Oh, in Thailand, we had like this group of like really straight boys. And then like one night, one of them like snuck off with me and my boyfriend and then like kissed us on the next, like this other one did in the same group. And then that's just like, that's like 2 out of 6 boys. And they were like really masculine. But that's the only time I've ever, I always get like messages that like thank me for being gay. And that always, I'm like, I'm not doing that as a favor.
Right.
You know what I mean? that's for me. That's not for you. And they didn't like come out as a favor. You just have to like, tell people that you're gay so that the boys know that you're available. That's the only reason why I came out, not to be a hero.
Do you think you could ever be straight again?
Well, I mean, no, because I think the burden of the uterus being able to make a child is
left quite an imprint on
it's
you.
It's just too much. Oh. It's just too much for a leisure activity.
That's a wizarding world right there. <isn't it?
laughs> I don't think I could be straight. I mean, I try. I gave it a go.
Do you ever feel like you gave up too early?
Well, she came back to my house.
No, I don't mean on the woman. I mean on heterosexuality, I mean.
No. I'm gay.
Okay.
Okay, bro.
You're not going to stop giving up.
I'll just see what's going on.
You don't lose when you're not a heterosexual anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you lose. I'm just making sure that you gave it your all out there with the ladies.
I did. Yeah, I had sex with... Do you want to know how many...
Matt gave it his all. Yeah.
Really?
You never had sex with a girl?
Oh, no.
He vomited in Anne Hathaway's crotch.
That's not true.
It's close.
It was there was two separate stories. There's an Anne Hathaway story and there's a vomiting and a crotch story.
Oh.
But they're not together.
Well, 2 points either way.
I can't even get any points.
I did go. I went on
my own points.
I went on a date with Anne Hathaway. And
what? You went on a date with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Why didn't you open with that?
Years ago. And
that's the first thing you tell everyone you meet. I went on a date with Anne Hathaway.
Well, here's the kicker of it. She ordered everything on the menu and didn't eat any of it and then made me pay for it. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm gay. Like, why should I have to pay for this? I'm gay.
Do you think she knew you were gay and was doing that to get back at you?
No.
Like, pay
was
for
she
this.
Famous then?
She was Princess Diaries famous. So it was after that. But before, like...
How much
Hathaway.
Was the dinner? It doesn't matter.
Oh, it was like probably about $200.
I'd this have sex with Anne Hathaway.
You would?
Yeah.
See, you're not adventurous.
I'd have sex with like Oprah or Meryl Streep, but I wouldn't have sex with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Thomas, one word to describe Josh.
Ugh, take a point.
Pale. Pale.
Good one.
Josh, same question to you.
He's just a dork, you know?
Dork. I could see it a little bit.
He's just a dork.
I like your relationship. That's very endearing.
Pale. It's interesting, man. It's interesting you guys are adult friends. I think it's a good idea.
Adult friends.
It's like you and I, Theo.
Huh?
It's like you and I.
Watch it, dude. We're on thin ice right now.
Because of all the homophobia?
No, because of all the Vietnamese
children.
Oh, it's
the racism, not the homophobia.
Your racism.
Fair enough.
You could pick any one of those kids, you know, and you're going to get some kid from where? Indiana? So for someone that's never seen the show, then why should they watch it? I know it's kind of a general question, but... Just answer it one more time.
Bueno.
But just answer it one more time.
I wouldn't. Would you? Why should they watch it?
I don't.
People like it,
don't they?
I'm gonna watch a second
it's
episode.
Other people like it's it, authentic. And you might be like them.
That's a great tagline.
Put it again.
You might like it. People like it, and you might be like them. It's a great publicity.
I'm
going
to watch a second episode, man. I'm excited.
Well,
actually,
there's no gay sex in the second episode, so you should be more comfortable.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm good. I made it through it, you know. I just never watched that before. Well, here's the thing. I don't watch pornography. So I try to steer clear of it, you know.
What
do you
about?
Do instead?
What do I do?
Do you still do orgasmic meditation?
No. They did just text me a little while ago, though. I used to be in this club. What else?
What club?
What?
Orgasmic meditation, where you help people have orgasms that are adults, women, and you.
Do you?
You don't get anything.
I've heard about this, actually. You sit there in a circle.
Global program I'm in.
You just go and finger girls?
Yep.
No.
Yes.
It's all exterior, okay? Clothes off, exterior.
You can't penetrate?
Mm-mm. I mean, one guy did, though, and they tossed him out, dude.
Really?
Literally threw him out on the street, yeah.
Do you get to
and
pick
he
the
was
girl?
Vietnamese, actually.
Okay,
now that I think
all right,
about it.
Stop it.
Do you get to pick the girl, or is
no.
it just you get what you're given?
It's kind of like an arranged marriage a little
and
bit.
And how many of them are... Attractive.
Vietnamese. No,
I was probably the best looking man and woman in the room the last time I went.
Why?
Why do you do that?
Because it just helps you like learn about women a little bit better. It helps you like pleasure women who without like judging them or anything, you know, you're just like helping them feel pleasure. And then you start to feel like you can pleasure a woman no matter what. Like you run around with that in your like in your.
You have been tricked by these
Nah,
don't
man.
Don't you think? They've got they pulled the wool over your eyes.
Wait, no. Wait.
I think it's
he
really
pays.
Notable. I'm going to give Theo
How
a
How much
point.
Do you pay?
Thank you very much.
How much do you pay?
It's free.
No.
Oh, I paid for the original seminar.
Yeah.
$150, but they refunded it because they had some class action suit. That's a true story. But literally, there's a meetup. You meet up, you can meet up anywhere all around town.
Well, this is what you guys should do after Harry Potter. I'm
yeah,
sure
you
there's
pleasure,
one over there.
You pleasure the lady. There's a practice. You have gloves. I got lube in my trunk. And you wear these gloves. There's like a practice
Why
you go through.
Why do you need lube if you're not penetrating?
Because you still need some type of a lubricant, dude. Yeah. You can't show up there like you're trying to start a fire.
Well, it's good news Boy that Scouts. I didn't take this girl home. That would have been... She would be sore.
Oh, Lord.
The house would
have
burned
make
their
You
own?
Have so much lube. I've been to your house.
Wow.
Isn't the like the major advantage of a vagina
like a
that they self-lubricate?
Oh, my God.
You need, I
now,
think.
But now that you're, do you buy like more expensive lube now that you're a celebrity?
I do. I started buying posher lube.
So posh.
Yeah, I buy posh lube now. I used to buy water-based, but it's not good. It's too sticky. And then I realized that you can get silicon based because I always thought the other one was not condom free friendly and you need to wear condoms otherwise you get AIDS.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. That's just a message for the kids.
You get AIDS everywhere, guys. Global.
And then, so and then I realized there's silicon lube and it's better. Get on it. But it's like $35 a bottle, but they make the case when I Googled it, it's more expensive, but you don't use as much.
That's the diesel of lube.
But they say you don't use as much, but then if the boy's not familiar with this type of lube and you get it out and you put it on your hands, then they're like, hey, it's waving such a tight ass. And then you can't explain to them that actually it's a more expensive lube and you don't need to use as much. So then you have to end up putting heaps and then it's expensive.
Wow. Well, now we know what his first big expenditure was after getting famous. What about you, Thomas? What did you drop some money on right away?
Look, I didn't get that much money from the ABC television
show. Point of contention between the two of them, I can tell.
Well, I'm like an owner of the show.
I get it. I get it. He's the one with the issue.
Okay.
I have a PlayStation.
There. So. Okay. Good. Well,
how have your interactions been with celebrities? I saw a picture of you and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'm sure you guys have met lots of people through the...
Yeah. Who we met? Lena Dunham.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
She likes my show.
Right.
Do you know what the most nerve-wracking part of my relationship with Lena Dunham has been? Is I emailed, we were meant to catch up, and twice she canceled, right? Because she was in hospital with a uterus problem.
UTI. It's when you don't wash your...
She has like a penis. Uterus. She's quite open about it, right? She has this like uterus problem. And then she canceled twice, and I replied to the email and I said, you know, for such an outspoken feminist, you sure do blame a lot of things on your uterus. And she didn't reply to that email for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
It's funny, right?
It's very funny.
I think we're okay now.
It's very funny.
I don't know who else. There's no one that... Do we hang out with
Liam? Do you get starstruck?
Liam Neeson?
No. I'd love to meet Liam Neeson.
I would too.
I'd love to be held by Liam Neeson.
I wouldn't even mind that.
And just have him whisper in my ear that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I asked Patrick Stewart for a photograph and he said, I have an Uber to catch, and walked away.
That's awesome.
I met Joan Rivers. That was fun.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's dead now.
We both know.
Yeah, we both know Joan.
She's awesome.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we love Joan Rivers.
One of the best.
The best. You guys know a guy named Dave Thornton?
Yeah. Dave Thornton.
Dave's a buddy of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. He's so bizarre. He's great.
I'm going to list some of my friends.
Okay.
Courtney Smith.
Uh-uh.
Simon Cartwright.
No.
I know those guys.
Courtney's a teacher and Simon works in marketing in Melbourne.
Simon,
No, I'm going to tell Dave you guys know him.
I had a friend named Peter Gibbs.
I don't know him, man.
He threw a rock at me and it gave me a bruise, and I was scared my mum would stop letting me be friends with him, so I told her that I ran into a door.
Wow.
Oh.
It's like Hamlet.
It's kind of like Hamlet. Do you know Peter Gibbs?
Uh-uh.
No. Okay.
That's kind of like Hamlet. All right, so guys, this is the final round of the show, and this is where Matt and I each have 30 seconds to convince you guys why we should win the episode.
Do you know the score? It's not great for Theo. Matt's on 9. Theo's on 1.
Theo.
I think Theo's on 2.
You're doing really well, but then, you know, that's that whole bit.
I gave you 2 points for...
What bit was it?
It's just the Theo bit.
Family.
Oh, yeah.
Gays kind of
prison.
Families. I want to
get out. Not the prison bit.
Not the prison. I wasn't mad at you for having a friend in prison.
Oh. No.
Yeah,
because I go visit.
Good on you, man.
Thank you.
Good on you, because that's what happens. You know, they get in there, they get forgotten, they lose touch with the outside world, and then then things get worse.
Yeah.
But not whoever you're visiting.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
man.
Good on you. Go give him a point.
Boom.
Now, how many points do you guys have?
Well,
Josh has 6 points.
Ooh.
How did I get 5 points? Wow.
I think some of you guys might have took some of my points, I feel like, because...
That's surprising.
All right, then we each get 30 seconds, huh?
All right. You always make me go first, so I'm making you go first this time. You always do it.
All right, I got 30 seconds on the clock?
Yeah,
go. Got that loop out the trunk.
All right. Mr. Thomas, Mr. Ward.
Yes.
I want to welcome you guys to America, guys. We're a small country over here, sandwiched between a couple of other countries, Mexico, Canada. We love you guys, man, and we want you to come back. We want you to stay. We don't have health care, and I have a UTI, I think, in my brain.
Stop it.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to die soon.
So it's good to meet you. 30 seconds.
Wow.
That long 30 seconds, all you can say.
That was painful to me.
Why did you say you were a small country?
I don't know,
that's
man.
A lie.
I'm trying to win.
I don't think he's got a UTI in his brain either.
I believed it.
Okay.
Oh, God, what is going on?
Okay.
Give him something.
Okay.
Something.
You can have 2 points in case you are. In case you're secretly about to die and you're like just trying to let us know with laughing.
Okay, my turn. Just in keeping the score and tally, just remember who has been a fan of the show pretty much since it came over here to Pivot and become aware of it, but also who is the other gay man in the room.
That's true.
Yeah.
You gotta give him that.
Well, at least the other out gay man in the room. And I think you're both very attractive, and since you and your boyfriend are open, I'll give you my number at the end of it.
Okay. That's it, yeah.
I don't know how much truth was in either of these speeches.
Dude, I'll let you, I'll undress in my car and let you guys watch from outside of it.
What's your BMI?
I don't know. I think it's like a B. It's a, I don't know what it is. I think it's a V6. I think.
I know. Okay. So, ergo.
Tom's deciding.
Tom?
Oh, I mean, it's Matt by a mile.
Yes.
A mile.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just the points.
Well, points don't lie. Oh, Theo, it's okay, bud.
It's fine, dude. Oh, man. I got enough going
on. I feel like
on.
You...
It's fine.
He's a bit gay, right?
Yeah. No, I just look like a little bit. I just look a little weird.
No, gays don't look weird.
It's not the looks. And
no, I just look a little soft in the yes. I just come in a little soft sometimes around the holidays.
It's not bad. It's
definitely
the,
not. Definitely not.
I don't think
soft.
It's bad. I don't think it's bad, man. I already admitted I would be a late onset homosexual.
See, the problem in that sentence is the word admitted.
What do you want me to do?
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for the win.
No, I'm the bad guy.
Thank you guys for coming on. Everybody, watch Please Like Me season 4 on Hulu. All
the
seasons.
Old twink.
All seasons, right? On Hulu, you can...
Every episode ever.
Every episode ever.
Yeah.
But specifically season 4 right now. And guys, I hope you have a good time at Harry Potter's...
Harry Potter. It's a wizarding world of Harry Potter.
Oh.
You get one more point.
Still losing.
Nowhere near enough to save.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, right,
thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys very much, man. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Should I say thank you? Thank you.
Yeah, say thank you.
You said thank you.
I just feel like it's been said enough.
Everybody said it.